It is the beginning of the end for Bali Nine co-ringleaders Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran. Permission has been granted for them to be moved to their place of execution, a prison island off Java. And yesterday in Parliament, we saw two politicians from different ends of the spectrum deliver heartfelt pleas for the pair to be spared the death penalty. Liberal Julie Bishop, she said the pair had committed a grave crime but didn't deserve to pay with their lives. Then Labor's Tanya Plibersek, she also spoke. Her husband served 3 years in jail for heroin trafficking. Now he's a high-ranking public servant.
Did that surprise you yesterday, Deb?
That they came out and did that?
The Tanya Plibersek, because she was so honest yesterday and came out and that her husband had served 3 years for heroin trafficking. That blew me away.
Did it? I already knew about those offences because it has been brought up before. When she came into office, she came out and revealed that, because we know with the way that those dirt machines work that would have come out. So I did know that.
Yeah.
But when I heard her speaking in Parliament yesterday, you're right. It was raw. It was honest. Mm. It was authentic. And it really spoke to me. Have a listen.
What would the world have missed out on? Well, they would have missed out on the three beautiful children that we've had together. They would have missed out on a man who spent the rest of his life making amends for the crime that he committed.
And it really plays into that question, do you think that people can change? I'd like to think that they can. You know, these guys, they've committed a middle-range offence, but by all accounts, they've been in jail for 10 years and they have been rehabilitated.
There's two sides to the story, isn't there? The one that says that they knew what they were getting themselves into and that they'd done the crime, so they should do the time. There's the other one that says, well, the way they're being executed, the way that, and the way they've rehabilitated, we spoke to the bloke who served time with them over there for 10 years. There's drugs were rampant inside the jail, and they didn't touch it. They didn't even go near it.
You know what's interesting in this case? You've always got to have a look at when a crime is committed, what is at the very base and at the core of the crime. Now, in cases, I don't think pedophiles can be
rehabilitated.
No.
Because it's what they are. Right? And the core of what they commit is the most disgusting thing in the world. Bank robbers, drug mules, people like these guys, at the core of it is the want for money. It's greed. Mm. I think it's a far lesser crime. Now, what these guys did was absolutely terrible, and it was wrong. But, you know, talking to the guy the other day who was in prison with these guys in Corobican, the picture he painted of these guys is two blokes who are really sorry, who are rehabilitated. And, you know, we're not asking to be released. We're just saying, look, with everything going in the world, do we really just have to kill another couple of blokes?
Yeah, seriously. And Indonesia is taking a very hard-line stance on this, so I'd be very surprised if there was an 11th-hour change of heart.